Now, there's two points I want to make from the next story. One is the fact that the story itself is ridiculous. The subject matter is ridiculous. But also, let's see if you can spot the subtle clickbait. This is from themirror.co.uk. Parents could be forced to pay for children to take packed lunches to school. In council papers, officers admitted that a waste disposal charge may lead to pupils, quote, losing the option of bringing sandwich meals to school. A controversial sandwich tax could force parents to pay extra if they send their children to school with a packed lunch. Caerphilly Council in South Wales is proposing to charge every primary school in the borough around £2,200 a year for the clear-up and disposal of waste from pupils eating their own sandwiches. The authority says that it faces costs for, quote, setting out and clearing away places for pupils eating their own sandwiches, end quote. Clyde's Assembly candidate and former council leader Lindsay Whittle warned that schools would pass the charge on to parents or even ban them from bringing lunches in. Mr. Whittle said, quote, school budgets are already under pressure, so it seems likely that this charge will be passed on to parents by many schools or pupils even banned from bringing lunches in. Many children take sandwiches because they prefer them. While some parents, although working, do not qualify for free school meals for their children, so give them sandwiches because they can't afford to pay for the meals. Schools and parents should not be penalised. This is a daft idea and should be abandoned now. We've had the Tories' bedroom tax and pasty tax, now the Labour-run council wants to impose the sandwich tax. It's not on. Caerphilly Council said it did not intend the charge to be passed on to parents, reports Wales Online. But in council papers, officers admitted that the charge on schools may lead to pupils, quote, losing the option of bringing sandwich meals to school. Writing in an impact assessment report, officers said, quote, schools may choose to make their own arrangements for setting out and clearing away sandwich places, in which case the catering service will be able to reduce staffing hours and still realise the saving identified. This proposal could lead to pupils losing the option of bringing school meals to school and have the potential to increase school lunch uptake. The council's catering service provides a school meal service in 75 primary schools. Officers wrote, "It is proposed that a charge is introduced for this service, which is currently provided free of charge, amounting to 1 hour of staff time per day at each school. This amounts to approximately £2,200 per school each year. This charge will be calculated on actual sandwich take-up of pupils at each school." If a school chooses not to pay the levy, officers warned they would have to provide an alternative arrangement. Documents obtained by Plaid Cymru from Caerphilly Council estimates the sandwich charge could save £174,000 in 2016-17. A spokeswoman for Caerphilly Council said, quote, "This is one of a number of proposals put forward for consideration as the council looks to make in excess of £9 million savings for 2016-17. It is important to emphasise that in setting the budget for 2016-17, the council has made a commitment to meeting the school's pledge, which will in fact see an additional cash growth of £1.9 million for county borough schools. Indeed, throughout the council's budget-setting process, schools continue to be the most protected service area financially. Extensive consultation on this proposal has been conducted with headteachers, and there is certainly no intention that any financial impact will be passed on to parents or that the service would cease to be provided by schools." So, did you see the clickbait there? Did you hear it yourself? Headline: parents could be forced to pay for children to take packed lunches to school. And then, in the very last paragraph, extensive consultation on this proposal has been conducted with head teachers, and there is certainly no intention that any financial impact would be passed on to parents, or that the service would cease to be provided by schools. All the way through this article, they've been telling us that parents could be charged for this and that and the other, and it's going to save this and it's going to save that, and oh my God, what are we going to do? We're going to have school meals and we can't afford them, and how are we going to feed our children at school? But there is no intention to pass on the financial impact to parents. Clickbait. It's to make you read the headline. Why bother reading the rest of the article? Because I suppose you kind of know what it's going to say. It's just the government gone mad. It's crazy. It's utter nuts. But if you do read the article and you get to the very bottom of the article, it's not going to cost parents anything at all. And this probably will never happen. So why write the story in the first place? Clickbait.